Hey, it's Christian, the Work From Anywhere guy, back here with another podcast. And if you're wondering, where have I been for the last couple of years, you're going to want to stick around. Let's get it.
This podcast is about one question. How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit digitalnomad.com/podcast. Here's Christian.
All right, so I'm talking to you live from Uluwatu in Bali right now. That is the southern tip of Bali. If you don't know, Bali is an island in Indonesia. But once you get here, there's lots of places you can go. You can go to the busy, hip areas. You can go to the north where it's just quiet and serene. Nothing's going on. The south in Uluwatu is this kind of this mountainous region where the surfers come. It's where the big waves happen, and they have surf contests here. And it's much less populated than some of the hipper areas in Bali. So the benefit is not a lot of traffic. The downside is you kind of got to drive further to the things and there's not as much available. But anyways, it's given me some time to sit down and think about traveling, working from anywhere, what it means for the future, the current state of the market, why people are still failing to get into it, and everything else that comes along with this kind of lifestyle. So today, we're going to talk about 7 reasons to work from anywhere this year. Now, the last 2 years, obviously, we have been in a pandemic. I'm recording this in 2022. When that hit, everything came to a grinding halt. All of a sudden, nobody knew, would we even be able to get back into the United States if we took a trip, and how deadly is this virus? So obviously a lot of travel was put on hold. I'm actually staying with some friends right now who run a travel blog. And when the pandemic hit, their business went from absolutely crushing it to just falling off a cliff, as you can imagine. So the first year of the pandemic, I don't know about you, but I started to get a little antsy sitting inside my apartment downtown Denver. And I ended up buying a house out in the mountains in Colorado, in Golden, and made a major lifestyle change there because I figured if I'm going to be stuck inside for 2 years, you know, I didn't know how bad this thing was, that I might as well have some space to do it. So that gave me a good excuse to invest in some more real estate, which ended up being, you know, at the time, a little bit of a scary decision. It was a big investment, but just an absolutely killer of a financial decision. The market has just gone up and up and up since then. Now, has actual purchasing power gone up? I'm not sure about that, but in terms of dollar value, real estate has gone up significantly. And what I mean by that is inflation has made the value of our money less than it used to be. So even though we have more money, if we can only buy the same amount of goods and services, that means while we have more money, our purchasing power hasn't actually gone up. And it can feel like we're getting rich on paper, but we're actually just staying the same. Now, that's better than leaving your money in cash and your purchasing power going down significantly. But I digress. I wanted to cover that because I think a lot of us have been going through that the last couple of years. If you haven't noticed, the pandemic, in terms of rules, regulations, how deadly the virus is, it's basically over worldwide. You know, these countries have lifted entry requirements. I just flew to Bali a couple days ago. I didn't even have to show a negative PCR test. Now, to put that in perspective, I came 1 year ago to Bali, and I had to fly to Jakarta first, quarantine for 5 days in a hotel without leaving my room, and take about 4 different COVID tests in the process, finally get to Bali, and then go into lockdown for 5 days. The beaches were not even open, so you couldn't even walk on the beaches. And then 2 weeks later, finally got to get out there and enjoy myself. So things have really changed. If you're thinking about traveling, most countries have lifted all COVID restrictions. That means you don't even have to show a negative test to get in. So significant difference from what it's been. No more mask requirements, none of that. So you might have picked up on, I didn't stop traveling during the pandemic. I was in Bali for 3 months last year, and I have been traveling the US as well. But it's really starting to pick back up now. So just in the past month, I was in Sayulita, Mexico, which is an hour north of Puerto Vallarta on the west coast. I did a week there, which was awesome. If you ever get a chance to go, I really recommend it. Honestly, it's this cool little beach town, and you get a lot of the stuff you get in Bali, but it's a direct flight from Denver, and it takes 3 hours to get there. Now, I just got to Bali, and it was about 30 hours, you know, so 10 times the travel. But it's definitely a different scene here. But Mexico, such a cool place to go, and so close to the United States, so accessible. It still just blows my mind that you can pretty much get anywhere in the world within 24 hours these days, which is really not that much time to be in a completely different country, a completely different culture and lifestyle, You know, different currency, different prices, everything is different, and it can absolutely just like blow your mind, open up your perspective, get your creative forces going, and change your life. You never come back from a trip the same person as when you left. So, back on the road in Mexico, then I went to New York City. I got to stay looking over the river. I stayed in this amazing hotel room. For my birthday, it had windows on three sides, and you could just see the whole city. You could go up to the rooftop, get a 360-degree view. And New York City, I haven't spent too much time there. I think that was my third or fourth time there, but just such a stimulating place, so much energy going on. And whatever you're looking for, you can find it there. The density of people is such that, you know, whatever subculture you're into, you can find people like you. You can find places to go, shows to see. I went and saw Colin Quinn, a comedy show in a really intimate setting. It felt very New York to me, so that was awesome. And then from there, I took the train to Connecticut, visited some family there, and then drove to Pennsylvania and saw some family there. So just there, you know, from Denver to Mexico, New York City, PA, Connecticut, that's like five different cultures. People are different everywhere I go. People value different things. They live life in different ways. So it's just so cool to see how similar we all are and different at the same time. And it really gives you the chance to reflect. Am I living my life in the way that I want to? Is this fulfilling for me? Is there a better way to do what I'm doing right now? Should I be focused on something else? So today from Bali, the sixth place I've been in the last month and the sixth culture I've been around, I'm just reflecting on seven reasons to work from anywhere this year. You know, this has been my mission to help thousands and thousands of you work from anywhere because I just think it brings such potential. It brings you the ability to unlock yourself from your cultural conditioning and actually figure out what matters to you and create value and meaning along the way. So seven reasons this year is the year to make it. Because if you're listening, you might already be working from anywhere, and that's cool. And you probably have experienced some of this. Maybe you used to travel and you don't anymore and you've forgotten some of this. Or maybe you've never traveled, you've never worked from anywhere, and you're still at a 9-to-5 job or freelancing or whatever. And nothing's wrong with that. But just know that the opportunity is right in front of you. All you have to do is reach out and grab it. It's really not that hard to do if you have the right guidance, if you have the right system, and you're willing to work on your skill set and master a new skill. So I know this is a long, winding road to get to this list. I haven't talked to you guys in a while, so I wanted to cover some of what's been happening the last couple of years there. During the pandemic, I was really grateful to be okay. My business didn't get shut down. I didn't have to stop going to work, unlike a lot of other people. And I feel for you if that's you. That must have been incredibly difficult. I can't imagine trying to weather the storm if you had a brick and mortar business during this. Thankfully, we're coming out of that period, and I hope everyone's recovering. So seven reasons to work from anywhere this year. You know, that one wasn't on the list, but when you work from anywhere, nobody can really shut you down. You know, local governments can't shut you down. Pandemics can't shut you down because you work on the internet. You can serve a global market. If you can't do business in one place, you can do it in another. Really, it's cliche, but the world is your oyster. So that's one that's not on the list. But number one on the list, stay connected to family. So like I said, I was just visiting relatives all over the place. But just having the ability to go and spend time with people you love. You know, a lot of us know that's important. And the older I get, and the more that people get sick and pass away and things happen, the more I realize just how important it is to make sure to put in a consistent effort. Because these are the days of our lives, right? There's no future where you can finally start living your life today. How you're living your life today is how you're living your life looking back. And so if it's important to you, if you value family, now is the time to go spend time with them. So number one, stay connected to family. But number two is meet up with friends. So in New York City, I was able to see some long lost travel friends, some of my best friends in the world who I've traveled all over the world with. They just both happened to be in New York City, and I got to hang out with them. And then, like I said, I went to State College, Pennsylvania, where I grew up and saw some of my high school friends. I learned about their children and their lives there, which is very interesting, you know, to see them go from children themselves to parents with their own children. Just to see the transformation there and how people grow over time is fascinating. And then also the small town life, you know, which is not what I live anymore. So it's interesting to see how different our lifestyles are. Again, not one is not better than the other. They're just, they are very different. Number two reason to work from anywhere this year, meet up with friends. Go see your old friends. Looking back, one of the biggest regrets people have in life is not staying connected with their friends. So that's really important, and you can do it if you can work from anywhere. Number three is to see new places. You know, even going to see New York City, which I've seen in the movies and TV shows so much, but being there in person and actually embodying that and seeing what it's actually like is so expansive. It opens my mind. It inspires me. It gets the creative forces going. So even if you're, you know, feeling stuck in your career or your job or in your relationships, going and seeing new places, like I mentioned, with new cultures and sights and sounds and tastes can really kind of open you up and get you out of a rut, you know, and get you inspired. So seeing new places in itself can do a lot for other areas of your life. This is all holistic. It's all going to carry over into different areas. It's not like, you know, travel is in its own category. It affects your relationships. It affects your health. It affects your habits. It affects your income, all of that stuff. So the next thing on the list I have, see how other people live. And this is going to enable you to try new things. I was telling my girlfriend the other day, it's amazing to me how quickly we become those people that are around us. So I'll go to New York City and I'll become my friends in New York City within days. And what I mean by that is I'll start to have the same habits. I'll start to focus on the same things. I'll start to think the same things are important. You know, and then I go to State College and I start to focus on different things. So whatever people around me value, I tend to value that very quickly. Psychologists call that in-group values. I've talked about that extensively in terms of the income that you make. And you know, the cliche version of this is you're the average of the five people you spend the most time around. And that's because if you spend time around people who just create massive amounts of value for the world and they get paid amazingly for it and they're multimillionaires, chances are that their daily habits reflect those values. You know, maybe value creation is more important than being entertained by Netflix at night for them. Or maybe having high energy is more important than eating heavy food to them. And so they're going to value things that enable them to go out there and produce, and they're going to make money. And so when you hang out with them, your values will start to match up just automatically because we're tribal creatures. You're going to feel the effect of in-group values, and then you start to do the same things they do. And it's just cause and effect, right? Once you start to do the things that they do, you start to get the things that they have. So whether it's health or relationships or money or whatever, just go share the same values with people. So you go to a new place, you start to reflect those new values. Now you do this a lot and you see, okay, I kind of like these values, but I don't like these values. Maybe you go somewhere and people are really materialistic, which nothing wrong with that, but you start to be really materialistic and you realize, that's actually not the best version of myself. Let me try a new version of myself. And you can go to a new place, hang out with new people, and try on a new version of yourself. And you can be very kind of dynamic with your identity in that way. And you can play around with who is Christian Martin? You know, who are you in these different scenarios? Who are you under stress? Who are you when you're calm? Who are you with family, with friends? And you can find those parts of your personality that you think bring you the most value and impact those around you in the greatest way. And you can start to embody those more, even when you're not in that environment anymore. So I'm here with my friends in Bali who have been traveling nonstop on the road for 8 years. You know, they each only own one suitcase and they just don't stop. Now they'll spend 3, 6, even 12 months in one place, but they just keep going traveling. They have no home base. So to see how they really have focused in on the few essentials of what's important to them, they have a healthy relationship, they have healthy bodies, they maintain the important things in life, and there's no kind of extraneous bullshit. There's none of this extra stuff that kind of piles on when you're just living the same routine day in and day out, year after year, right? Because lifestyle is usually a gradual creep. If we end up 50 pounds overweight, it usually doesn't happen in 2 weeks or in 2 months or even 2 years. It's just a couple extra pounds every year. And after a while, you don't even notice that it happened. And that can happen with every aspect of your lifestyle. So when you go and you hang out with new people, you're going to notice that much more. And lastly, I have to relax. You know, I spent the day yesterday at a beach club called Sundays in Uluwatu, and the waves were coming up to our feet so close that I was scared that my computer bag would be swept away, which is pretty important to me to maintain this lifestyle that I can get on my computer and create things that help other people. Because I really believe if you help enough people get what they want in life, then you can have anything that you want. And so that's a core philosophy of mine, is every day I create something that other people can use that's going to make their life better. But anyways, I'm sitting there relaxing on the beach. The sun is setting. and they start to set these fires on the beach. You know, the wind's blowing through your hair. I'm sipping a cappuccino, my favorite thing to drink in the afternoon. And I can't help but just be so incredibly grateful that year after year, the Work From Anywhere lifestyle has provided me with these things, with love and connection and amazing people and values that I care about and perspective and an understanding of the world that goes beyond the bubble that I live in. So these are my 7 reasons to work from anywhere this year. They're similar to when I started, but I just have to tell you, it doesn't get old. It doesn't get boring. Now, that doesn't mean you don't ever spend some time in one place. It doesn't mean you might want to settle down and not travel as much one day. But I just mean the world is out there for the taking, and it's right in front of you if you just reach out and grab it. And you will not believe the person that you are when you come out the other side. So think about making this the year that you decide to work from anywhere. If you need help doing that, if you don't know how to make money online, it's tried, tested, and proven. It's 2022. It will never be easier than right now. Every single year, it just gets easier and easier. And hundreds of thousands, millions of people now work remotely. So there's really no excuse. There's no thinking, is this actually possible anymore? Okay, it's been proven over and over and over and over again. If you want, you can go check out some case studies. If you want help building those skills, go to digitalnomad.com. If you want help growing your business that's already going, go to theguaranteedagency.com and we'll help you scale that thing to 6 and 7 figures, just like we're doing with our Guaranteed Agency members right now. The transformation they have in 2 years blows my effing mind. It's unbelievable to watch somebody go from having a normal, you know, a barista or a personal trainer or a web designer, and 2 years later, they're literally millionaires. That's like it's insane to me, you know? And meanwhile, people go back to college and they're spending 7 years to get an undergrad and an MBA in hopes of doing the same thing. It's just a futile effort and it doesn't actually teach you money-making skills. Anyways, let's end this on the 7 reasons to work from anywhere this year. Number 1, stay connected to family. Number 2, meet up with friends. Number 3, see new places. 4, get you out of ruts. 5, see how other people live. And 6, relax. 7, because you won't believe the person you are when you come out the other side. That's all for today. We'll see you on the next one. It's Chris from the Work From Anywhere guy. Peace.
How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review now. If you want it faster, visit digitalnomad.com/podcast. See you next episode.